the end of your course isn't exactly the end of your course. You are invited to stay as a guest, as a member of the Sado Club for another year. And we hope after that you will stay on a membership which is an alumni membership, a reduced membership that keeps you part of the community and you stay inspired and in touch with everything that we're doing. So this part of the syllabus is still under construction. I'm working on your last task. You've got two tasks, actually. So the first task is I'm going to ask you to create a loaf, one that follows all the principles of our bread protocol. And I'm going to ask you to reference it with the studies that you think are the most relevant from the database. I want to know not just why this loaf is special, but I'd like to know who you're developing it for and why you've developed it, what flavours you hope to get from it, and I'm going to ask you to upload your recipe with all the tips and timings and suggestions, along with photographs of your bread. Now, don't freak out. It doesn't have to be completely and utterly different from any of the breads that you have made. But what I'm looking for as you graduate with your diploma is that you have fully understood the principles of the way that we make our bread. But beyond that, I'm going to ask you as part of your recipe to make suggestions of how you eat it. Now, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can make suggestions of recipes that are already in our database from the symbiotic recipes. Or you can add something in of your own, a twist, something that's special to you. But I'd like to see the knowledge that you have gained applied. And once your recipe is up on the database, we're going to, each of us, partner up with somebody and we're going to test the recipes. Make sure that they come out okay. It's the final bake of your course. You'll get feedback by the person that baked your recipe, and if there's any problems, you can make changes or adjustments. And once we're happy, we are going to publish the recipes. And we're going to keep them in a category called student recipes. I'm so excited about this category. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what kind of recipes we're going to get. It could be anything from a pancake, a bread, a cake, anything. I very much hope that most of you will bake bread because it's my original passion. But it's an open category in terms of your recipe. So watch this space. We'll be creating the forms and your final task in coming months. And you've got another year in which to bake through all of those recipes and, of course, dip back into the club recipes. There you have it. Of course, if you decide to stay, we will ask you to take up our final challenge, which is to pick a young baker between the age of 16 and 24. And we would like you to nominate them and we will gift them a Just Bake Sourdough Club membership. It's a very generous gift, but what we would like you to do is be generous with your time and your support. And we hope that for the following year that you are a member of the club, that you will mentor this young person who you've chosen and encourage them to connect to the baking process and share your insight, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, your support, and teach the next generation to bake and love and connect to everything it means to be a sourdough baker. Watch this space.